This is Time Out with the Psalms. We'll be looking at Psalm 2, an interesting contrast with Psalm 1, although they do have some common ground. They do have some common expressions. They both mention the word perish, and they also, of course, are the inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God. I'll read Psalm 2, have a few comments, and then we'll have prayer together. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. This is the first of many messianic psalms, specifically prophetic about Jesus Christ. In some of your English editions of the Bible, you may see by the chapter heading a star. And that is often used as a reminder that the psalm is thought to be, by commentators and Bible students, a messianic psalm. I think there's no doubt that these verses, as you read through them, you quickly recognize about the relationship between the Son of God and the Father and the Holy Spirit. Wiersbe says there are four voices in this psalm. There is the voice of the nations, verses 1 through 3. They are said to rage and to rebel against God. There is the voice of the Father, verses 4 through 6. And then there is the voice of the Son, verses 7 through 9. And then the voice of the Spirit, verses 10 through 12. The heathen imagine vain things. Everything under the sun, without God's blessing and God's beauty in it is vanity. Ecclesiastes teaches this lesson very well. But here the psalmist warns that those who do not know God, those who do not love God, those who do not serve God, imagine a vain thing, empty things. They may have great talents, they may have great abilities, but their life is basically empty. They remind me a little bit of the chaff in Psalm 1. But here he has great promise. Great warning, we cannot escape the fact that God does judge the wicked. God is angry with the wicked. The love of God is channeled to us and toward us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. To reject Jesus Christ is to reject the love of God, and the wrath of God abides on us. And now is the time to turn from your sins and to trust Jesus Christ alone. And the beautiful promises here in Psalm 2 about the Messiah who is the only begotten Son of God, begotten not only of Mary, a virgin, but also begotten from the tomb, the first begotten from the dead, but the eternal begotten of the Father. And he offers us eternal life and eternal fellowship with the family of God. Let us pray. Father, we pray you would bless these Time Outs with the Psalms, and thank you most of all for Jesus Christ, because all the scriptures are about him and point us to him and lead us to follow him. For in his name we pray. Amen.